Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Uplift Fit Nutrition Radio. Today, there are two Lacey's here. So I'm super excited. There's me and there's Lacey Nigo. And she is, oh my gosh, I'm so excited I found her. She's a fellow Jesus lover and a registered dietitian. Lacey is a nationally recognized, she's nationally recognized as one of the faith-based mindfulness and evidence-based nutritionists, aka she's awesome. She's Team Jesus and a fellow dietitian, has been featured on Eat This, Not That, Birdie, The Healthy, Fitbit, you name it. So I'm very excited to have her on here. And she just recently also launched a book. And you guys know I launched my book. It's crazy. So any author I have on here, I'm like, oh my gosh, power to you. So she just launched 18 Weeks to a Healthier, Happier, More Purposeful Life. And I was reading through it and just like, wow, the power of God in this book. I love it. So Lacey, thank you so much for taking your time to come on my podcast. That the fact that you wrote this book and you're here to talk about it in your journey as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and talk with you, Lacey.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
I know,
Lacey,
it's so funny.
I love
Lacey,
it.
hey.
We're like-minded, Team Jesus. I'm like,
I
Lacey, you're just missing the E.
know, right?
So your book talks about mindful eating, and you talk about how it helped to heal your gut and improve your health. And I think this is 100% something that a lot of people, my clients especially too, they neglect or they forget about, is the power of mindful eating, the power of activating your parasympathetic nervous system in order to heal not just your gut, but your hormones, your adrenals, your traumas. So can you tell me about how mindful eating helped you in your healing journey?
Absolutely. So, you know, even as a dietitian, I was shocked at how different my life looked after I changed my approach to food. You know, as a dietitian, we know in our head that food can have an impact on our health. Like we know it helps reduce the risk of chronic diseases. But until I saw it in my own life, it didn't quite sink in just how impactful food could be to my life on a daily basis. And how it could impact my mood, my attitude, my energy level, pain, and so many things. So, specifically for me, before I changed my approach to eating and life, I would frequently catch colds. I suffer from asthma and seasonal allergies to the point where I would have mucus drainage and this chronic cough every fall and every spring, and it would last for weeks. And then I struggled with weight obsessing. I constantly thought about my weight and why it wasn't going down or if it went down. I was just constantly, you know, just obsessing about it. And then I felt bloated and sluggish and I had brain fog. And I also felt down and sad and really for no reason. And I just couldn't snap out of it. But then after I changed my approach to life and my approach to eating, now it's amazing. I rarely get sick. My seasonal allergies and my asthma are almost non-existent. And I stopped obsessing about my weight. Yet, ironically, I lost 50 pounds. And then my mood improved exponentially. And also, when I changed my meals in my household, I saw an impact on my children. They seemed calmer and were more in control of their emotions. They also stopped getting sick as often as well. So, really, in a nutshell, I am happier and healthier than I have ever been thanks to mindful eating. Mindful eating improved every aspect of my life, and I think a lot of it was related to the improvements to the health of my gut.
100%, it sounds like that. All your symptoms that you were railing out, those are all symptoms that something is going on in the gut, whether it's,
Absolutely.
heightened intestinal permeability, aka leaky gut, an overgrowth, dysbiosis, pathogens, you name it. So I'm very glad that you said, okay, hey, like what's going on? And then it sounds like you implemented the mindful eating as one of the tools for your healing process. And the fact that that's like a big component of your healing is incredible because that's one of the neglected patterns is mindful eating in a healing journey.
Absolutely. You know, mindful eating is you don't realize that it's actually related to our gut health. Mindful eating is actually related to our gut in several ways. For one, when you mindfully eat, so chewing thoroughly gives your stomach enzymes more surface area to do their work. which promotes healthy digestion and absorption and improves gut health. Mindful eating is also about taking the time to slow down and take a break from the chaos of the day. So in other words, you stop the chaos and focus on slowly enjoying your food. So this decompressing from the busyness of life by mindful eating helps relieve stress. And science shows that finding ways to cope with stress promotes gut health because stress can increase chronic inflammation, which wreaks havoc on our gut. And it's all related. Stress can increase chronic inflammation and hurt our gut. Poor gut health can increase inflammation and increase the risk of mood disorders like anxiety, depression, and stress. So they keep kind of bouncing back and forth. Stress increases the risk of poor gut health, and poor gut health increases the risk of stress. So all of this, chronic stress, inflammation, poor gut health, they can increase the risk or exacerbate symptoms of almost everything, including chronic disease, autoimmune diseases, and joint pain. And inflammation, poor gut health, and stress can also hinder our ability to lose weight. And I was one of those people that once I stopped worrying about, you know, my weight and started just focus on gut health and eating healthy, I ended up losing 50 pounds. Now, there's another way that mindful eating can benefit our gut. Mindful eating isn't just about eating slowly. It's also about slowing down and being mindful of our food choices. So instead of mindlessly choosing food, I pause before making food choices and let it sink in what certain foods are going to do for my body. So after we ponder all that food can do for us, we tend to make better food decisions. So what all this is saying is that we'll be more likely to choose foods that help our gut if we practice mindfulness when we're making food choices. So these are the ways that mindfulness can help improve our gut. So just kind of to recap, mindful eating helps our gut by increasing the surface area of our food through chewing and relieving stress and helping us make better food choices. So all of this helps improve our gut health, which, and you mentioned this earlier, which improves our overall health. And again, I know you talk about this a lot on your podcast, but for those of you who are not familiar with the impact of gut health, I actually, in one of my books, I have a list of the conditions that can be impacted by our food choices and our gut health. And I would love to read them really quickly here.
Yes, please do.
And you'll hear some of the things that I had. So eating nutrient-rich foods and improving our gut health can reduce the risk or alleviate symptoms of the following: heart disease, stroke, diabetes, inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, distension, bloating, IBS and IBD, leaky gut, heartburn, migraines, diarrhea and constipation, stomach pain and cramps, fatigue and decreased energy levels. And this is something I didn't mention, but my energy has improved profoundly since I changed my eating. Headaches, GERD. Another thing, I used to take medicine for GERD and I no longer have to take it. Gas, frequent colds and illnesses. And again, that was one that I mentioned that I rarely get sick now. Alzheimer's disease, dementia, autoimmune diseases, cancer, mucus, drainage, and phlegm. And that was a big one for me that is no longer an issue. Seasonal allergies, another one that I don't have to worry about. Brain function, like lack of focus and attention. And again, I had that brain fog. Memory problems, joint pain, hormone imbalance, mood disorders like depression, anxiety, and stress. And again, my mood improved drastically. Acne, another one that I didn't go into earlier, but my acne actually improved. And I was going to a dermatologist. So it's amazing how much that's improved. Inability to lose weight. Again, I lost 50 pounds. Small intestine, bacterial overgrowth, Crohn's disease, lupus, celiac disease, MS, Parkinson's. And that's just a few. So you can see just from that list, gut health and making healthy food choices can dramatically impact our bodies.
Amen to that. Oh my gosh. People know I keep going on and on and on about it with the gut. A lot of, 70 to 80% of our immune system is within our gut. And if our gut is not healthy and happy, neither are our bodies, especially when we're talking about like our hormones and our energy levels, and the risk for chronic disease significantly goes up. So let's go over, because many people, they don't truly understand what mindful eating is. So Lacey, can you tell them what mindful eating is and what it's not?
Absolutely. So there's actually a lot to mindful eating, And I talk about it in my book. And again, my book's called 18 Weeks to a Healthier, Happier, More Purposeful Life. But the first step to mindful eating for me is really the pause. And I like to say a prayer when I pause before doing everything that involves eating. I try to pause before choosing food at the grocery store. I pause before taking my first bite, and I do little mini pauses between every bite after that. And in that pause, I think about why I'm thankful for that food. You can think about the smells and the textures and flavors and how you're enjoying the food, but also think about the nutrients and take a moment to let yourself be thankful for what that food can do for you. Now, sometimes you can see what I'm talking about better with an example. So let's just use broccoli for an example. So we know broccoli is good for us, but many might not realize that broccoli contains this antioxidant when in a certain study, it was applied to human cancer cells, and it was an in vitro study. The size and number of those cancer cells decreased by 50 to 75%. So the size and number of those cancer cells decreased by 50 to 75%. So that's amazing. And by the way, this is just one example of what one food can do for you. In my book, I share even more amazing facts about food. And once you know these facts, you can think about them as you mindfully eat and as you mindfully choose food. So back to broccoli. So now that I know that this broccoli research, the next time I'm eating something with broccoli, I take a moment and I pause before eating. And I think about that study and I let it sink in that I'm eating something that may provide some protection from cancer. Then I find myself saying, I get to eat broccoli instead of saying, I have to eat more broccoli or I need to eat more vegetables. So if you keep doing this over time, your mindset will change. You may find yourself craving the nourishing foods more than those not so nourishing foods. And this happens if you keep doing this pause before eating and that pause before making food choices. So that's just kind of the first step to mindful eating.
I love that you talk about like switching your mindset with not just I have to eat this food, but I get to eat this food.
Absolutely.
I don't have to eat XYZ, I get to eat XYZ. And this is what it provides as benefits to my body. Absolutely love that. And I really want you, I'm probably skipping over this and you're probably going to talk about it, but I want to make sure people understand mindful eating and mindfulness is not as a goal to lose weight. Can you please talk about that?
Absolutely. So I like to focus on what food can do for us besides weight loss. How it can nourish our body, how it can heal our body. So when I'm mindfully eating, I'm enjoying that food for the flavors, for the textures, you know, for the memories that it gives me, but I also am enjoying it because I know that it nourishes my body. So, and it's not about weight loss. Different sizes can be healthy. So if we just kind of focus on what foods can do for us, your body will usually naturally fall into the size that is healthy for your body, if that makes sense.
The thing with, it's hard because society has programmed us to say, okay, we need to eat like XYZ and our bodies need to look XYZ way. And so when we look at food, it's not, for a lot of people, it's not, oh, hey, this is the food I'm eating to give nutrients for my body. It's this is the food that I'm eating that's going to put my body into XYZ state, or my body's going to look XYZ way. And so mindfulness honestly becomes very, very hard for our population because we don't look at food as fuel. We look at it as more of a way to change our bodies or change who we are. So I love that you implement so much into this mindful eating and focus on other things other than weight control and more than just health impacts too. You really do, especially in your book, you bring faith and Jesus time into that as well. So can you talk about, you know, you talked about God moments and goosebump moments. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that? Because I absolutely loved how you implemented it.
Absolutely. So when I started this mindfulness, I would naturally, just because of my faith, I would pray. So when I did the pause, which is part of mindful eating, I would just pray. And I would pray, you know, looking at the food and think, thank you, God, for this food and what it's doing for my body. And the impact that that had on me while I was eating, I started thinking, wow, I wonder if I started doing this more in my life. So I started praying before going into the grocery store, before going into the bank, before picking up my kids from school, before going to the park. And it just made my whole mindset about life change. Like for instance, if I'd went into the bank, I would pray for the people in the bank and, you know, these are God's children. And suddenly I felt love for these people that I'd never met before. And when I went to the bank, I just, because I felt that love, I feel like my actions were different and my outlook when I looked at people were was different. And it just really, it changed every aspect of my life, which actually ends up helping you with stress, because you have this positive outlook on life, which ends up helping you with health. It's just all comes full circle.
100% comes full circle because our creator gave us the food that we eat.
Yes,
So
yes.
I love that so much. You have a lot in your book. You even have like a gratefulness kind of journal for like 30 days, which I think is fantastic. And you also talk about what mindful eating truly does look like. Is there anything else that you want my listeners to know about what mindful eating is versus what it is not?
So in my book, again, the title kind of gives you a clue of what the book is about. It addresses the health of the whole person, the mind, the body, and soul. And it does this again, like we talked about, it talks about my faith with science. In my book, it's kind of several books in one. It's part guide and program because it provides the exact steps based on scientific research. Like we went through all the scientific research, and these are the steps that produce the most dramatic health, wellness, and even weight loss success. It's also part inspirational and even kind of has a devotional feel. The book has questions and challenges at the end of each chapter. And these are great questions to just kind of do on your own and ponder by yourself. But you can also do it as part of a group. And you mentioned the wellness journal. At the end, it has a wellness journal, kind of a gratitude journal. You know, you've seen weight loss journals and wellness journals before, but they don't always ask the right questions that produce this mindfulness way of life. The other journals don't bring forth the right mindset, maybe. So this one's really different. It's like probably like nothing you've really seen before because it helps you record the actions, the mindfulness actions that actually have the biggest impact on your health and your weight. So I'm not sure if I answered the question. Was that all the answer for the question?
Didn't really answer the question, more like
Okay.
deviated into an entire different topic, but
Okay.
that's
Sorry.
completely fine. No. So I want to know about mindful eating. I want to tell my listeners more about mindful eating. So what are the practices or what are the components and principles of mindful eating? And I can go over them. So, honoring your body, honoring what it's asking you for. Is it asking you for something hot,
Yes.
cold, sweet, savory? Engaging your senses. So not just sitting down and tasting the food, but focusing on, okay, what am I hearing right now? What you focus on
Absolutely, yes.
taste, texture, sound, the environment, and focusing on, okay, how does my body feel in this moment? So before you sit down for a meal, halt, right? Am I hungry? Am I
Yes.
angry? Am I lonely?
Yeah, the
Am I
pause is the biggest
tired?
part. It really is. The biggest part is that pause and giving yourself time to feel what you're feeling and to think about your choices. You know, God gives us his body that gives us signals. It tells us when we're thirsty. It tells us when we're hot. When we're hot, we want to do something to fix that. We go into the air conditioner, we go into the shade. It tells us when we're hungry. It tells us when we're full, which these are gifts from God. So mindfulness is about listening to those cues that were given to us. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Yes. So there's a lot of principles with mindful eating. The most important thing is listening to your body. So that's where the pause comes in. But also, I really truly believe mindfulness and mindful eating is more than just it being about you. It's also bringing people into that journey with you. So whether that's friends or family and connecting with others and giving yourself an opportunity to also enjoy food with others, because food is love too. And it's a great way
Absolutely.
to deepen your relationships. And most importantly, not put the pressure on yourself to have to be so perfect with mindful eating, because there's no perfection in that. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, which I love with your book. It really goes into the journaling. So you're not striving through perfection. You're actually striving to make change on a faith-based level and an internal level. And it's not just about putting pressure on eating XYZ way. So love that.
Thank you. Yes, it is. It's just like recording what you're feeling and what you're thinking and what happened in the day, you know? So it's not about, did I do this? Let me check it off the list, you know? Yeah.
Did I eat my lunch very, very quickly and hurry to my next to-do item? That's not mindful eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and respecting you your needs.
Yeah. You can write that, or you can write, you know, what the food tasted like. It's very open for you to write what, you know, what you're feeling. Yeah. Through your journey.
And the thing I want people to understand, and the reason I asked you about the weight is because a lot of people are going to get very excited, Lacey, that you lost that much weight with mindful eating. And y'all, she put herself in a deficit. She reduced inflammation. She healed her gut. That's why she lost weight. Did mindful eating help her? Yes, probably. But was mindful eating the cause of her weight loss? No. So I want people to remember that just eating mindfully is not going to just automatically make you lose weight. I don't want you to get too excited. I hate being the bearer of bad news, but I have to set realistic expectations for you guys. But most importantly, when we have that parasympathetic state, which mindful eating puts us in, that's rest and digest. So then our body doesn't go into chronic fight or flight mode. It's not going to downregulate our thyroid hormones. It's not going to no longer cause cortisol to be continuously released, potentially leading to insulin resistance, which leads to weight gain. So it's a component of that. But you have to look at all the potential other stressors in your day-to-day life in order to truly get to a place of healing.
Absolutely. Yes. It helps with that decompress. And also when we're mindful with our choices, I feel like that helps us choose these foods that help our gut as well. Yes, absolutely.
Because then we're asking, okay, what does this do for me?
Yes. And we get excited about it. You know, these are foods that come out of the earth that God gave us that grows right here on this earth, you know, and they do so many things for us. Yeah.
Now in your book, I love that there's all these like little weekly challenges. There's these discussion questions. For you, what was your mindset behind when you were writing this book? What made you put in, okay, let me dive into these discussion questions?
You know, this is kind of what I did organically. You know, I kind of structured it, but really this is how I changed my health. These are the things that I kind of discovered as I was going through this. You know, like I said, I had the science, but then when, you know, you combined it with the faith, combined it with looking at the whole body, the mind, the body, the soul. These were the things that really helped me. So I made sure I included those in the discussion questions, in the challenges each week. And they're kind of like baby steps. So each week you try something new that is going to help you tremendously.
There's a couple things like one, I truly believe sometimes we get so bogged down during the day that we just hurry through our meals. We don't enjoy them, but most importantly, we miss the little things in life and the little God moments and the little blessings. And so I really like that it really makes you and forces you, hopefully if somebody's actually doing these discussion questions, to reflect on things. For example, one of your discussion questions is, what does your healthiest, happiest, most meaningful life look like? And that might be a question that completely changes somebody's mindset during a day. If they're on like go, 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 and they're realizing, wow, I'm not feeding myself properly. I'm eating too quickly. This is not my healthiest. This is not my happiest. This is not my most meaningful life. Or another question, you just put Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am your God. I know you said this is one of your favorite mindfulness Bible verses. And you ask, what does this mean to you? And how does it relate to mindful pause and slowing down? So I absolutely love these questions because they really give you an opportunity to reflect and think and deepen your relationship with God, but also deepen your relationship with yourself too.
Yes. Yes. I have that one in my kitchen, actually, right where I sit, that actual be still and know that I am God. Yeah. These things are just help you decompress, help you see the world differently, and you'll actually start noticing God more in your life. And like the first question, you know, if we're getting all frazzled about something and we take it back and say, what do we want my life to look like? A lot of times we're getting frazzled about something that doesn't even really speak to what we really even truly care about, what our priorities are in life. So if we can kind of just remember those things, it helps us calm down and just enjoy life more and be happier. Yeah.
Absolutely. So thankful that you've been on my podcast today, Lacey. It's been such a joy to get to talk with you, to talk about your book. So, you guys, I'm going to link all that in the description where you can find it, where you can follow her. And, Lacey, is there anything else that you would like to maybe share, whether it's your faith journey or your healing journey, with what may have been something that was a key component to your healing process?
Well, so my son went through some medical issues. He had pneumonia, and it caused something called bronchiectasis, which is one of his lungs was damaged permanently. And we went through all of these struggles. He had to be on antibiotics for indefinitely, 3 times a week, which I was trying to give the probiotics as best I could while we were going through all this. And then they finally had him, you know, he had a surgery, and it was supposed to cure the bronchiectasis, and it did. And then he got an autoimmune disease called HSP, which is your body starts bruising. Your blood vessels start leaking. So it was kind of a scary thing.
That's so scary.
It is scary. And we, you know, and I don't want to diagnose or anything, but, you know, when you have poor gut health, it can increase your risk of autoimmune diseases. And here's this thing. We got this HSP that's not supposed to be related to bronchiectasis, but we were on these antibiotics for a long time. And I tried to give the probiotics, but I don't know if it was enough. And, you know, so now he's got this HSP. So we really, with my son, we started focusing on the nutrition. I was going through that sadness that, you know, from that. But then once he was better, like I said, I couldn't bounce back. And I felt like maybe from being, you know, running around with being in the hospital all the time, my health was not great. And so that's when we really started focusing on this and focusing on slowing down, focusing on enjoying the life that we have, enjoying the moments. And I really think that's what changed me and changed my outlook on life and changed my outlook on food. And all of us are so much healthier now. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's incredible that your son was able to heal. That's so scary. And I'm so sorry you had to go through something like that. But
thank you. Well, he now plays on travel soccer. He's, you know, doing great. I mean, always on the go. Yeah. He's doing fantastic. So
that's incredible. Well, Lacey, thank you so much for sharing your story and your journey. And you guys, I know I've put a lot on the plate in regards to, put a lot on the plate today, but I just want people to really understand what mindful eating really is. And there's a lot of good mindful eating books on top of Lacey's book. Let me pull up one of my favorites. I'm blanking on the book right now. Intuitive Eating is another book I absolutely like. So that's something you can look into. If you want to talk about mindfulness, intuitive eating, that's another book that I love. But Lacey, you did a fantastic job. And thank you so much for coming on my podcast, sharing your knowledge. And I hope you guys all have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.